Though some urbanites never make it out to the villages, people from rural areas often have to come to the big city of Anchorage for medical care or educational opportunities. A group of high school students from the Lower Kuskokwim School District spent last week at the APRN studios working on short films as part of a series focused on rural and urban perspectives in Alaska. APRN contributor Ann Hillman asked the kids to share their views on city life versus rural life. She reports they couldn't quite come to a consensus on the subject.
A group of students from villages near Bethel ride around Anchorage in a van capturing footage for their film projects. Two of the students chat in Yupik, while another sings along to every word of the hip-hop song she blares from her cell phone. Yolanda George is from Tuntutuliak and has moved in and out of Anchorage for most of her life. She turns down the music and agrees to talk about the things in Anchorage that make it so different.
Like the people who I'm around with, like my friends who I meet here, and how they act.
How do they act?
It's so different, like really gasak.
So talk about how that's different. Like, how is Gusak really different from in the village?
It's different how they live. Like, I mean, I get annoyed how they talk because I'm not like that.
Later, she and her friend decide that the major difference is the words people use in the city. They're harder for them to understand. But despite that, this is where she wants to be when she's older. Beverly Alexi from EEK agrees. It's only her second trip to the city, and it isn't what she expected, but she loves it.
I thought it would be like crazy, like how in movies, like some cities it shows that some people are like crazy, and I thought it would be crazier, but when I came here, it was awesome, and everyone was nice. Even people who I didn't know.
For Alexi, the city is filled with opportunities for shopping and making new friends. But in town, she's also encountered plenty of misconceptions of what the village is really like.
They think that we live in igloos or something. And when we tell them that we live in houses, they look shocked and look confused.
She says people form ideas about rural Alaska based on movies, just like she did for the city. Francis Oscar from Tanunak based his expectations on movies, too. He thought the city would be big and loud and filled with cars and...
I think I was thinking that it would be like magic or something.
What he found was that it was loud and big and filled with people.
What is it like to be around so many different people?
Feels different. And feels like I'm like almost alone. But not... literally alone. But alone, like, I don't know anybody.
He'd rather be in his village, where he knows everyone. Jay Alexi from Quithluk agrees. Anchorage isn't all it's cracked up to be. Sure, you can go out at night, but...
it's kind of creepy staying out late in a big city. Because you don't know what will happen.
And though the girls say there's so much to do...
it was okay, but when I was getting used to it, it was getting boring.
Even Anchorage was getting boring?
Yeah, because there was hardly anything to do. And I was thinking, I was like, man, I wish I was home. I want to do this and that. I want to help out other people. I like help them get water, cut woods for them, help elders.
Jay says living in a village that is only now getting a sewer system and running water means that even daily living is a communal event. They haul water together, chop wood for each other, and...
people like to invite people to come and steam, and that's how we get clean.
So it's kind of, I mean, you're getting clean, but it's kind of a social event, too?
Yeah, we sometimes do that. It's like who could stay in the longest?
He says he also fills his days with hunting, smelting, and visiting other villages. Sure, he wants to leave Quithluk to go to film school, but what does he want to make films about? The village. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.